From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council late on Tuesday voted to condemn North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act. Koro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
The ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, said China is working with other council members on a necessary response. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. President Donald Trump, for his part, said the message from the North was received loud and clear and says all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank, the Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the current policy regarding transgender personnel already serving in the military will remain in place while the Pentagon studies how to implement President Donald Trump's directive to ban transgender troops. He said the priority will be determined by what is best for combat effectiveness. It will involve consultation with the Department of Homeland Security and then will be presented to the president. This is VOA.